Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Today, our guest is Carla Hurd. She is, well, she's a badass. She's an entrepreneur. She is living a life that she loves, and we're here to talk today about her journey. She's going to share with us things she's had to overcome, stories along the way to get where she is, and she'll also share with you information about her business and what she does. So welcome to Dialed In, Carla.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. So I don't have a list of 20 questions that I ask my guests. I let it go where it goes, and I trust that it's going to go to the right place where people can get value from it. So I'm just going to ask you how you got to where you are now. Maybe what prompted you? Was there something big that happened in your life to prompt you to jump into entrepreneurship? And just share your story.
Okay, I'd love to. Thank you so much. So I've been in sales since I was 12 years old. And wow. I know. People will say Carla came out of the womb selling. And I think I started when I was pregnant with my second child, I started a direct sales company because I couldn't imagine going to work at a real job, like 9 to 5 and leaving. So I jumped in the direct sales world and I stayed with that company. And I did that for 26 years and I loved it. It's where I met the greats, you know, like I actually met John Maxwell.
Nice.
Yeah, I got connected with the Success Principles, Jack Canfield, and that really was a launch pad for how much I loved personal development. Well, 26 years in the home party business kind of wore on me a little bit. I had 4 kids by then, and I was thinking about doing something different, but it's kind of hard to not be Carla the Candle Lady anymore. that's who I was.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. But, and you know, God has a funny way of saying, well, but there is something, go down this path. Mm-hmm. So, but what happened was a bad thing that turned into a good thing. My oldest daughter was having some mental health struggles, and I'm not scared or nervous to tell anybody that she tried to commit suicide 4 times.
Wow.
And it was a very difficult time for our family. We were pretty outgoing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sat in the front row at church, and for a little bit I was in denial, and a little bit I didn't want to talk about it. And for a long time I was like, come on, just get happy. What is, you know, this is a, mm-hmm. we're a personal development family. Let's go.
Right.
So I learned a lot during those years of struggling with that. I learned a lot from her. She taught me a mm-hmm. lot about this disease. And part of what prompted our current business, we're partnered with a new company, and then we started another company, a different company at the same time, is her struggle and the need for really thinking through how we made her feel all through that, and mm-hmm. how people make people feel, and I wanted to do something about that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, and it wasn't in the candle industry. So we looked at this, we started this thing called Creativity. I started it with my mom. We taught people, like it's Creativity, create the life you crave.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And it's just all the things that you do to make memories. It's the things that you do to make sure that you're thinking about others first, remembering, you know, who inspired you, remembering to think about how you make people feel. It's like all that kind of stuff. My podcast, Creativity Podcast, the premise of that is it's never going to be the me show. You know, if you would come on my show, I will talk about you and how great you are. Mm-hmm. We will not talk about how great I am. Mm-hmm. But you will talk about who inspired you and who makes you feel great. Mm-hmm. So I want to get that message out because I think that's important. So my daughter's mental health issues led us to create a liberty, and it's just a place to find inspiration through our podcast and through the website. And then also what we discover along the way is the food that you eat has a lot to do with your mental health. Mm-hmm. So webinars and webinars of trying to figure out how to help her in a natural way, you know, without so much medication. She did have to go on medication, and what some people do, like you have to combat this, and it's okay. But we found a lot had to do with food. So we didn't really know, like, honestly, we were a macaroni and cheese, ramen noodle, hamburger helper kind of family. Like, we just were, not understanding the processed food and the effect that it had on our mental health, our body, just everything. So then enter the new company, Isogenics. So I go from Carla the Candle Lady to Carla the Health and Wellness Girl. Had a body transformation, started to feel good. Wow. My daughter got off all medications now, which is not normal. It's, you know, it's not anything I can claim that Isogenics actually helped. Mm-hmm. That is not normal. But it's a balance of everything that she had to do to get to where she's at right now. But it's just like the worst thing that you could possibly imagine is your daughter wanting to hurt herself. Mm. The worst.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, but so many good things came up out of that. And what came up out of that was businesses that are helping hundreds of people, thousands of people. We were able to help, and we still are able to help. So good came out of that. And mm-hmm. I just think it's awesome.
Wow, that's a powerful story. So in the midst of this, like, at what point did you look at it and reflect enough to be able to harvest the good?
It took a while. It was 3 years ago about this time, mm-hmm. That we kind of had a mind shift, and it was my daughter saying, she's like, you want me to be happy. I know that you want me to be happy. I want to be happy. Do you understand that I want to be happy? I just can't get there. And so it was the constant why, and the constant questioning and just, exploring that, which is different for every single person, mm-hmm. that kind of led to coaching and helping people get through things. You know, it's never a blanket. It's never a blanket fix.
Right.
So it was just this, and even since we started Creative Liberty, she still had some struggles. But it just was time, I guess, mm-hmm. that mom had to understand things from her perspective. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, can we talk about your transformation? Like, you just mentioned it and then went on with the story, but can we go back to that? Can you share that story?
Yeah. So I was about 50 pounds heavier than I am right now. So here's my body right now.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah. And because of everything going on, my daily habits were, I smoked and I drank wine every day. And I really loved frozen Swiss rolls. That's my favorite food. So if you haven't had, you should have one.
I've never tried that. Okay.
Oh my. Okay. Just eat one. But so I had some bad eating habits. And when I started Isogenics, it was like, I was like, whatever. I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. A protein shake. Let's do it. But I was not going to do any kind of fitness. None. And so I just consumed the products. I lost 30 pounds pretty quickly, like 4 months. Doing nothing. And it was then that I was like, oh, I wonder if food does have something to do with my body. My husband will tell you that there's a product that Isogenics has. It's called Ionics. It has adaptogens in it. He will tell you that product saved our marriage.
Wow. That's a big statement.
I wasn't a nice person 3.5 years ago. I thought I was great. but you know, just all kinds of things happen when your body gets in nutritional balance. So I have since lost 45 pounds and 70 inches, and I can't even tell you the number of people, and I'm grateful that they're bold enough to say, you know, Carla, the last time we talked, you were kind of, or remember when you were kind of, you know, not so nice, or, you know, I kind of was a little bit of a bitch, to be honest. And I didn't realize it at the time because it was working for me.
Sure, but, right.
Yeah. But how was I making people feel? Like, this is all just part of the reflection mm-hmm. that I was having, is how was I making these people feel? Like, I was bossy, I was bitchy, I was snobby, I was not approachable. I have so many more friends right now. So many more friends. So, and it has everything to do with putting the right food in your body. So weird. Hmm.
Yeah, who knew? Well, when you feel better, I'm sure you behave differently, right? Like when you,
yeah.
And I've had some experience with Isagenix. It's been a few years ago, but I remember feeling like I could just think more clearly. Like I was more me. I was more in tune with who I was, and I could think more clearly. Like a fog had been lifted almost.
That's the Onyx.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's these adaptogens. You could Google adaptogens. There's all different kinds, but they help with stress and focus and clarity. And, you know, I am very much a squirrel entrepreneur. I see something, I have an idea, I want to do it. You know, my husband is like, you need to write that down on a piece of paper. And if you still want to do it in 48 hours, then we'll move. You don't move. You don't move until 48 hours. That's what I have the yellow pad of paper on the side of my desk for. So I need that focus and clarity also. So yeah, those adaptogens are, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So these days, so what does a normal day look like for you? And like what fills your bucket? Tell me like the things that you're most passionate about that you're like, oh my gosh, I get to do this.
So people, there was an opportunity in my town for me to work for my Parks and Recreation Department. Mm-hmm. And I kind of helped them out before, but this was going to be a paying job, and I could just influence more people. I guess I took the opportunity so I could expand my network, mm-hmm. and so I could find more people. And, you know, I told you that when I started Isagenix, I did not want to do fitness. Well, 6 months in, I do fitness, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, I'm doing some kind of fitness. So I fell in love with that, and our town didn't have anything like that. And so they hired me to create some programs. And I, of course, created fitness, and I love this so much. It is this community of, well, they're mostly middle-aged women. They're mostly like mm-hmm. me. And it doesn't matter what your age, your race, how big you are, how little you are. It doesn't matter. We have group fitness classes 2 or 3 times a week. Well, three or four times a week is really what we're doing right now. Thankfully, we can go outside. Mm-hmm. During the shutdown, it was so hard. We did Zoom fitness. Mm-hmm. And it's just, for me, I know introverted people are drained by people. Mm-hmm. I am energized by people. Mm-hmm. So when I'm there and just with them, I love it deeply.
Yeah.
Like I could never live in the basement. I could never be a video gamer like my son. I could never. I have to be with people. So every day I get with some of them, and we either do a class or we just, you know, talk about fitness stuff, or, you know, we just connect in some way. I'm also involved in a networking group, and it's like 15 of us that do referral marketing. It's in BNI. I get with them mm-hmm. a lot. My day almost always revolves around people.
I love that. Which drives
me nuts.
And that's okay. We're all different though. We're all different. I am definitely more extroverted. My husband is an introvert. Like for Father's Day, we got him a t-shirt that said social distancing. I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Yes,
that's him. And it's okay. You know, we kind of balance each other. In between the two of us, there's like a normal person somewhere, but and that's okay.
Hi. Yes, that is Jason.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we need all kinds of people, right? I mean, you can be a light, and you can live your dream and your jam, and have a big life no matter no matter what. So, wow, I love your story. I love how transparent you are with sharing the struggle. You know, I found that as I listen to people's stories, a lot of times our pain leads to our greatest passion. Mm-hmm. And you know, where those two intersect is, that's our sweet spot. That's the thing that we're called to do. And sometimes it's for a lifetime and sometimes it's for a season, you know, and then you go on to find another pain point and you serve there. But it's pretty incredible to see. I can look at you and you light up when you're talking about what you do. And everybody that I've ever met wants that. It's just a lot of people have convinced themselves that they can't have it, that it's for other people, it's not for them, or they weren't made to do the thing that's in their heart, or so many people are so much better at it or further along. And so as we're thinking about those people, because I know some of those individuals are listening to this podcast, what would you say to them, Carla?
I would just say, you know, a lot of people will watch this and a lot of people meet me and they say, I'm not like you. I can't do that. And I always reply the same way. I always say, I know you're not like me. You're you. And imagine if the world had a whole bunch of Carlas and they always go, oh, and I'm like, I know, I know. It's exhausting. It would be exhausting. They need you. Right. So what do you love? What is your favorite thing to do? What do you look forward to? What do you love? If I could figure out what people love to do, what makes them so happy, well, we can figure out a way to make money with it. We right. can figure out how to serve people with it or something, whatever they need,
right?
Whatever it is. So I would just tell them, yes, you're not like me. You're not like Bethany. You're not like John Maxwell. You're not. Right.
And it's okay.
It's good. Yeah. So please. You know, and a lot of the ways that I help a lot of people figure that out is through journaling. I have a whole podcast about creative journaling, and you will maybe look back in your journals. Like if you're wondering, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? Look back in your journals and you'll see like, oh, I like to do that. You know, oh, I do like to do coaching and teaching and painting or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what you like then.
You know, I think sometimes our passion comes so natural to us that we almost don't recognize it because we're so used to doing it. It's almost like you forget that it's a power. It can be a superpower, you know, because you're just so used to being, it just comes natural to you, if that makes any sense. But
yeah,
I love that. I was interviewed on a podcast yesterday evening, and one of his questions was, what makes you different from other people in your industry? And my answer was just what you said, because I'm me. Like, there's no use touting my credentials or giving you a history of all my experience. Like, it doesn't matter. It's, I'm me, and I'm not for everyone. And that's okay, because I don't want everyone. I just want my people. In fact, I have a sweatshirt that says that. I'm not for everyone. And it's okay. And that's how it should be, you know, to know who you are and be that, because nobody gets to the end of their life and says, I'm so happy I pretended to be somebody I wasn't. Like, that doesn't ever happen, you know? So thank you for that. Well, Carla, how can people connect with you?
I would love to connect with all people. I have a Facebook page, Create Alivity, which it's just how it sounds. Like, it's Create A Alivity, Create a Liberty, Create the Life You Crave. I have a website, Carla Hurd, CarlaHurd.com. And when you go to my website, you can connect to the podcast, you can connect to the Facebook page. It's all there. So
perfect.
Just go to my website.
All right. Perfect. Listeners, I will put this in the show notes for you so you have it at your fingertips so you can follow Carla in her journey and get all her good information from her podcast. I always like to wrap up with some teaching points. So I have three that I took away from your story, Carla. So I'll share those.
All right. I love it.
Number one, there's always something to learn from every situation, whether it's good or bad. Just to go a little bit further with that, you won't learn from a situation unless you take time to reflect and really see it from a perspective of having been through it. It's hard to learn maybe while you're in it, but taking time to really give dedicated reflection and then look back and see what you can learn from it is key. Number two, harvest the good. Like if I had to summarize your story in three words, it'd be that. You harvested the good from things that were happening. And number three, our pain often leads us to our passion. We just have to pay attention. And again, if you take time for reflection and you look back, you can connect those dots. I heard someone say once, it's always easy to connect the dots going backwards. Like it's hard to, you know, see it forwards. It's just like hindsight's 20/20, right? So yeah. I love that. Well, anything else that is on your heart to share, Carla, before we close?
Yeah, I do want to leave with three words as we're talking about how we make people feel. Because I don't know when this is going to go up, but we're going to be around a lot of people as things open up and this and that. So I got three words for everybody is energize, engage, and encourage.
That's good. Very good. All right. I just wrote those down too. Those are great words. Powerful words. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, Carla.
Thank you so much, Bethany. I wrote down harvest the good.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, listeners, thank you so much. We appreciate you spending time here with Dialed In. I know you have a ton of options and tons of things you could be doing or listening to, and just want you to know that your attention here is greatly and deeply appreciated. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.